Hi, listeners, and welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. I am Johanna, your reader today. Today, I'm reading for Thursday, the 6th of May, and that is the 24th of Iyar on the Hebrew calendar. Today is the 39th day of the Omer counting. This week, our parasha is Behar Bechukotai, it's a double one, and that means on the mountain and in my statutes. Today's reading will be Leviticus 26, 10 through 46. Before we begin our reading, let's take a moment to bless God and to thank Him for giving us His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples, through his Son Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. You will eat the old harvest and clear out the old because of the new. I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul will not abhor you. I will walk among you and will be your God, and you will be my people. I am the Lord your God, who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, so that you would not be their slaves. And I have broken the bars of your yoke and made you walk upright. But if you will not listen to me, nor carry out all these mitzvot, and if you reject my statutes, and if your soul abhors my ordinances, so that you do not keep all my mitzvot, but instead break my covenant, then I will do the following to you in return. I will appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever that will dim the eyes and cause the soul to pine away. You will sow your seed in vain, because your enemies will eat it. I will set my face against you, and you will be routed before your enemies. Those who hate you will rule over you, and you will flee when no one pursues you. If you, in spite of these things, will not listen to me, then I will chastise you 7 times more for your sins. I will break your pride of power. I will make your sky like iron and your earth like bronze. Also, your strength will be spent in vain, for your land will not yield its increase, nor will the trees of the land yield their fruit. If you keep walking contrary to me and will not listen to me, then I will multiply the plagues on you 7 times like your sins. I will send the wild animals among you, which will rob you of your children, destroy your livestock, and make you so few in number that your roads will become deserted. Now, if in spite of these things you will not be chastened by me, but walk contrary to me instead, then I will also walk contrary to you. Then I will strike you, I myself, 7 times for your sins. I will bring a sword upon you that will execute the vengeance of the covenant, and you will be gathered together inside your cities. I will send the pestilence among you, and you will be given into the hand of the enemy. When I break your staff of bread, 10 women will bake your bread in 1 oven, and they will bring back your bread by weight, so that you will eat but not be satisfied. Yet, if in spite of this you will not listen to me, but walk contrary to me, then I will walk contrary to you in wrath. So I will chastise you 7 times for your sins. You will eat the flesh of your sons, and you will eat the flesh of your daughters. I will destroy your high places and cut down your altars of incense, cast your dead bodies upon the bodies of your idols, and my soul will abhor you. I will lay waste your cities and devastate your sanctuaries. I will not smell your soothing aromas, I will make the land desolate, and your enemies settling there will be astonished at it. I will scatter you among the nations, and I will draw out the sword after you, so your land will become a desolation, and your cities will become a waste. Then the land will enjoy its Shabbatot all the days of its desolation, while you are in the land of your enemies. Then the land will rest and enjoy its Shabbatot. As long as it lies desolate, it will have rest, that rest which it did not have from your Shabbatot when you lived on it. As for those who remain, I will bring weakness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies, so that the sound of a driven leaf will put them to flight, and they will flee as one flees from the sword and fall, even when no one is pursuing. They will stumble over one another as if before the sword, when no one pursues, and you will have no strength to stand before your enemies. You will perish among the nations, and the land of your enemies will devour you. Those of you who are left in the land of your enemies will rot away because of their iniquity, and because of the iniquities of their fathers they will rot away with them. But if they confess their iniquity and that of their fathers in the treachery they committed against me and how they walked contrary to me, in return, I walked contrary to them and brought them into the land of their enemies. And if at that time their uncircumcised heart becomes humbled, so that they accept the punishment for their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and my covenant with Abraham, and I will remember the land. But the land will be deserted by them, and will enjoy its Shabbatot while it lies desolate without them. And they will accept the punishment of their iniquity, because they rejected my ordinances, and their soul abhorred my statutes. Yet, for all that, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not reject them, nor will I hate them into utter destruction, and break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God. But for this their sake I will remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the nations, that I might be their God. I am the Lord. These are the statutes, ordinances, and laws which the Lord made between himself and Bnei Israel at Mount Sinai by Moses. That was Leviticus 26:10-46. Today our portion from the prophets is Jeremiah chapter 8. At that time, it is a declaration of the Lord, the bones of the kings of Judah and the bones of his princes, the bones of the Kohanim and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will be brought out of their graves. They will spread them out to the sun, the moon, and all the host of heaven, which they have loved and served, and after which they have walked and sought, and which they have worshipped. They will not be gathered or buried, but will be like dung on the face of the ground. So death will be chosen rather than life, by all the remnant that remains in this evil family, that remains in all the places to which I have driven them. It is a declaration of the Lord of hosts. Moreover, you will say to them, thus says the Lord, do men fall and not get up again? Does one turn away and not return? Why then has this people, Jerusalem, turned away in perpetual backsliding? They cling to deceit, they refuse to return. I listened attentively, but they have not spoken what is right. No one repents of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Each one turns in his own direction, like a horse charging into battle. Even the stork in the sky knows her appointed times, and the turtle dove, swallow, and crane observe the time of their migration. But my people do not know the judgments of the Lord. How can you say, we are wise, the Torah of the Lord is with us? In fact, it is the lying pen of the scribes that have made it a lie. The wise men will be put to shame, shattered, trapped. Look, they have rejected the Lord's word. So what wisdom do they have? Therefore, I will give their wives to others and their fields to new owners. For from the least to the greatest, everyone is greedy for gain. From the prophet even to the Kohen, everyone practices deceit. They heal the fracture of the daughter of my people by treating it superficially, saying, Shalom, Shalom, when there is no Shalom. Were they ashamed of the abomination they committed? No, not ashamed, not at all. They do not know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. At the time of their punishment, they will be brought down. It is a declaration of the Lord. I will utterly consume them, says the Lord. There will be no grapes on the vine, and no figs on the fig tree, and even the leaf will wither, and what I gave them will pass away. Why are we sitting here? Assemble! Let us flee to the fortified cities and perish there. For the Lord our God has silenced us and given us poisoned water to drink. For we have sinned against the Lord. We hoped for shalom, but it is no good, for a time of healing and suddenly terror. From Dan is heard the snorting of his horses. At the sound of his stallions neighing, the whole land quakes. For they come and devour the land and everything in it, the city and all who live there. For I am about to send serpents on you, vipers for which there is no charm, and they will bite you. It is a declaration of the Lord. My joy is overcome by grief. My heart is faint within me. Listen, the sound of the cry of the daughter of my people, a voice from a distant land. Is the Lord no longer in Zion? Is her king no longer in her? Why have they provoked me with their graven images, with foreign idols? Harvest is past, summer is over, yet we are not saved. Because of the brokenness of the daughter of my people, I am brokenhearted. I mourn, desolation grips me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Then why has no healing gone up for the daughter of my people? If only my head were water and my eyes a fountain of tears, then I would weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. That was Jeremiah chapter 8. Today our reading from the writings is Job 29. Again Job took up his discourse, saying, Oh, that I could be as in the months gone by, as in the days when God watched over me, when his lamp shone above my head, when by his light I walked through darkness, as I was in the days of my prime, when God's intimate friendship was upon my tent, when Shaddai was still with me, and my children surrounded me. When my steps were bathed with butter, and the rock poured out for me streams of oil. When I went out to the city gate and secured my seat in the public square. Young men would see me and hide. Old men would rise and stand. Princes refrained from talking and put their hand over their mouths. The voice of the nobles was hushed, and their tongue stuck to their palate. When the ear heard, it called me blessed, and when the eye saw me, it commended me. For I saved the poor who cried for help, and the orphan who had no one to help him. The blessing of the dying man came on me, and I made the widow's heart sing for joy. I put on righteousness as my clothing, justice was as my robe and turban. I was eyes for the blind and feet for the lame. I was a father to the needy, and I investigated the case of one I did not know. I broke the jaws of the unjust and snatched the prey out of his teeth. Then I thought, I will die in my nest and multiply my days like the sand. My roots reach the water, and dew lies on my branches all night. My glory is fresh within me, and my bow is renewed in my hand. People listened to me and waited, and kept silent for my advice. After I had spoken, they spoke no more. My words fell on them drop by drop. They waited for me as for the rain, and opened their mouths as for spring rain. When I joked with them, they hardly believed it. They did not cause the light of my face to fall. I chose their way and sat as their chief. I lived as a king among the troops. I was like one who comforts mourners. That was Job 29. And now our final portion for today is from the apostles, and it is Romans 9. I tell the truth in Messiah. I do not lie, my conscience assuring me in the Ruach HaKodesh that my sorrow is great and the anguish in my heart unending. For I would pray that I myself were cursed, banished from Messiah for the sake of my people, my own flesh and blood, who are Israelites. To them belong the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the Torah, and the temple service, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, the Messiah, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. But it is not as though the word of God has failed, for not all those who are descended from Israel are Israel, nor are they all children because they are Abraham's seed. Rather, your seed shall be called through Isaac. That is, it is not the children of the flesh who are children of God. Rather, the children of the promise are counted as seed. For the word of promise is this: at this time I will come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but also Rebekah, having twins, from one act with our father Isaac. Yet before the sons were even born and had not done anything good or bad, so that God's purpose and choice might stand, not because of works, but because of him who calls, it was said to her, "The older shall serve the younger." As it is written, "Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated." What shall we say then? There is no injustice with God. Injustice with God, is there? May it never be, for to Moses he says, "I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion." So then it does not depend on the one who wills or the one who strives, but on God who shows mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, "For this very purpose I raised you up, to demonstrate my power in you, so my name might be proclaimed in all the earth." So then he has mercy on whom he wills, and he hardens whom he wills. You will say to me then, "Why does he still find fault? For who has resisted his will?" But who in the world are you, O man, who talks back to God? Will what is formed say to the one who formed it, "Why did you make me like this?" Does the potter have no right over the clay to make from the same lump one vessel for honor and another for common use? Now, what if God, willing to demonstrate his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much patience vessels of wrath designed for destruction? And what if he did so to make known the riches of his glory on vessels of mercy, which he prepared beforehand for our glory? Even us he called, not only from the Jewish people, but also from the Gentiles, as he also says in Hosea, "I will call those who were not my people, my people, and her who was not loved, beloved. And it shall be that in the place where it was said to them, You are not my people, there they shall be called sons of the living God. Isaiah cries out concerning Israel. Though the number of Bnei Israel be as the sand of the sea, only the remnant shall be saved. For the Lord will carry out his word upon the earth, bringing it to an end and finishing quickly. And just as Isaiah foretold, unless the Lord of hosts had left us seed, we would have become like Sodom and resembled Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That Gentiles, who did not pursue righteousness, attained righteousness, that is, a righteousness of faith. But Israel, who pursued a Torah of righteousness, did not reach the Torah. Why? Because they pursued it not by faith, but as if it were from works. They stumbled over the stone of stumbling, just as it is written, Behold, I lay in Sion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, and whoever believes in him shall not be put to shame. That was Romans chapter 9. If you are reading through the Apostles twice this year, you'll be reading Matthew 26, 36 through 75 today also. Thank you so much for joining us in our reading of the scriptures. May you have a blessed day, and may the words of God take root in good soil in your hearts and bear much fruit. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom until next time.